99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Good morning, Jimmy Koplik.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Jimmy!
Fine. Hey. Going to go to Oakdale today. I haven't been there in 9 days.
Wow.
Wow.
So I'm going to head up there today.
And what are you doing there? Are you booking shows?
Just, you know, dusting the place.
Are you talking to artists?
Any hints?
No, I talk to human beings, which I don't normally do face-to-face.
Wow.
As I live with my dog. So it's like my big day of the week. I talk to somebody face-to-face. It's really a remarkable thing.
Nice.
Look what life has done.
Wow. We're coming out.
Yay.
All right. I want to talk to you about Marilyn Manson, and then I'll ask you if there are any developments with concerts in Connecticut, where we are with that, if anything's changed since the last week. Marilyn Manson, have you booked him in Connecticut?
A ton of times.
Yeah.
Okay. Fun to work with? Not fun?
Creepy.
Any thoughts?
Creepy. Never had any direct interaction with him. Always had to deal with protesters outside.
Oh, really?
Mostly churchgoers that were offended by him.
Oh.
So we respected them as peaceful protesters. So we didn't remove them. We just moved them to the side so people could come in by them. So it was a little extra effort on our part. Never really sold a ton of tickets. Was a theater act, never an arena act. But very bizarre.
Right.
That's putting it lightly.
So there have been these allegations, right? Have you followed this?
Yeah. Of abusing his wife and abusing other women in the past, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure they're allegations. I think he sort of admitted it, but I'm not sure of that.
Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit, also worked with Marilyn Manson, says the abuse allegations are true against him. We have a clip.
I was in the band for 9 months. He's not a great guy. And every single thing that people have said about him is true. These women that are coming after him right now, they are speaking the truth. That guy, he's amazingly talented, but he needs to be put in check and he needs to get sober and he needs to come to terms with his demons. He is a bad guy. I was there when he was with Evan Rachel Wood. I was at his house. That guy is canceled. Goodbye.
Wow.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
How do you feel?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I scorched earth on that one. All right. So no
doubt there.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, he's not playing anymore with them.
Wow.
You know, the last time, I remember the first time I ever promoted an artist that dressed like a girl. His name was Alice Cooper.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and he's a nice guy.
The difference was we tried to hide the fact that he played golf.
Right.
Now look what people are trying to, what they try to hide.
Yeah.
Tells you where our culture has gone. Oh, yep. My goodness.
I got to tell you, you must have seen stuff backstage that you thought, man, if anyone knew.
He was creepy. I didn't want to get near him. I did not see anything with him backstage. I did not have any direct contact with him. I found him weird looking, weird.
The whole thing is weird. The
gives music, me nightmares.
Yeah.
I see his face before I go to bed. I have a nightmare.
Right. It is someone you would see
like
in a
Wes Craven movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But have you seen, you must have seen stuff backstage with other bands that you thought, whoa, I'm glad I didn't see
well,
that.
Yes, yes, yes. But you know what? Most of that stuff was done in hotel rooms that are really abusive. Backstage, it was mostly groupies and drugs and things like that.
Right. That's kind of what
the
I'm talking
stuff,
about.
The normal stuff.
That's
the
rock and roll, stuff, yeah. Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Exactly right.
I think what you're seeing with Marilyn Manson and with other people, we're done more privately than backstage.
Right.
Because I've never heard a promoter say anything like this about Marilyn Manson. I'm not saying it's not true. Don't get me wrong. I imagine it is true. But
right.
but all us promoters talk, and I never heard anybody say anything of the sort about him like that. That's all. So what he did was done more privately.
I see what you're saying. If that was stuff that people saw, promoters saw, you would have.
But he was a loner. He stayed in his dressing room. He didn't walk around. There was an air around him that you wanted to stay 10 feet away from him.
Did you, do you remember anything that he had in his concert rider?
Like raw hamburgers?
No, I don't. I don't remember. No, I don't.
Raw meat in a bowl.
Wow. Makeup.
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 Max Zucker.
That makes sense. Let's talk to you real quick about news, developments, dates.
Well, we're still hopeful for summer, and I expect summer will be fine. I'm not really sure what the rules will be during the summer. That's up to Governor Lamont. But as I've always said, I have a great relationship with the governor and the Commissioner of Economic Development, who is the leader of Open Connecticut. And we were real close to getting concerts back on schedule again last summer, and then all of a sudden the spike came. And I know that the governor being a businessman and the Commissioner of Economic Development being a businessman, they're not your normal politicians. I think we'll see some flexibility from them. My next call with the governor's office is in 3 or 4 weeks, and I'll need some guidance because it's hard to book a show not knowing what your capacity is going to be.
Right.
Are we going to be at a social distance capacity, or are we going to be at allowed to have full capacity? What are the rules? There are a lot of things we have to go over before I can approach an artist and say, okay, here's what's going to happen. So it's still up in the air. As I always say every week, yay for Connecticut. We're doing a great job. We're over 10% vaccinated, or 10% got first doses. We're one of the leaders in the country. I think we should all be very proud of ourselves that we're trying to get back to normal as quickly as possible compared to most other states.
If they said, Jimmy, you could have concerts at Harbor Yard Amphitheater and Xfinity because they're basically outdoor venues, but you can only do it half capacity, would you do that?
Well, that would be up to my company. Myself, yes, I would do it. If it was my own company, I would do it. I think we need to get out. I think it's healthier. We already have our setups for at half capacity. We've got Bridgeport set up now. Just finished that last Friday. Sent it to Ticketmaster. I sent them the rules and regulations of the state of Connecticut, the protocols that were last year as a guideline. Hopeful to be this year. So we have set up Bridgeport as a half-capacity venue. Also, Xfinity and Oakdale we've set up in half-capacity venues. I know Mohegan Sun is working also on something similar to that also, but they haven't quite gotten to the point that they're at their half-capacity is much smaller because they work under their own health department guidelines. We work under the state department guidelines, state health department guidelines.
Have you had conversations with tour managers or band managers about the are there a lot of artists willing to do half capacity tours?
Yes.
Nice.
There are a lot of artists that are willing to do it. The very big ones seem not to be, but the smaller ones, and I don't mean smaller, I mean ones that could do 6,000 to 10,000 tickets, seem like they would be open to it. I think that everybody's itching to go out and perform. These are artists that are live performers that, you know, it's sort of like if using you as an example, if we kept you off the radio for a year and a half, you'd be dying to get on the radio, even if it was a 2-hour show instead of a 4-hour show.
Yeah.
I think you'd love to do a 2-hour show. I think it's the same thing with the artists. They would love to perform in front of half the people, even if it's not a full house. They still need the feel the need to perform.
That's a great way to put it. You could also put it, if I was off pizza for 2 weeks,
right?
Would I take a slice instead of an entire large? Yes, I would.
Of course you would.
Yes, I would.
Right now, let's prove it. Let's prove it right now. Right now, goddammit.
All right, we're going to ask Jimmy about some concerts on this day in history. We have some really good ones. And then you could call in your favorite Connecticut concert, and Jimmy will bring you backstage. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation Concert God, on the show. You can call in one of your favorite concerts in Connecticut, and Jimmy will bring you behind the scenes. Steve in East Haven saw ZZ Top when?
Hey, I think it was a Eliminator tour, Jimmy. I think it was 85, 86. They blew the dust off the rafters, was the ad in New Haven Register, another article.
All right, New Haven Coliseum?
Yeah, New Haven Coliseum.
Oh, nice.
With the Smithereens?
Oh, yeah, weird. I don't remember the opening act, but might have been.
Oh, it's a great
Smithereens. July 7,
1986. 86. It was a great concert.
Love those guys.
Just got home.
It was great.
Those guys are so much fun to be with. And I always tease them, which everybody else did. The only guy without a beard's last name is Beard.
Right. The drummer Frank, yeah. Yep.
I said, you couldn't make this stuff right. up.
No.
But they were a lot of fun to hang out with. They were good old Southern boys that loved the North. They did love the North.
The concert was, the sound system was awesome. It was a great concert. I still got the keychain. Remember that ZZ Top keychain
yeah.
I bought at the Coliseum? I still have that keychain to this day.
Yeah, right. The ZZ Top keychain.
Are you using it?
I remember
it?
That well.
I still have it. Yep.
Very cool. Very cool. Great guys. Great, great guys. Love them.
Well, thank you. It was a good show.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. You too. At first tour I saw them, it was the Guelo. And they had a big stage set, Jimmy, at the New Haven Coliseum. They had the dashboard for the car.
Yes, yes. I remember the Eliminator tour very well.
I still have to see them.
Which is the one they had all the girls? Was it Eliminator when they had all the girls on stage? I can't remember which tour that was.
Eliminator.
Yeah, it was Eliminator.
That's
was,
the like,
has, it was the early like, 90s, I think.
They had like legs and stuff like that, wasn't
That's
it?
That's the one you remember. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a leg guy, so.
That's a leg guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. I think the Black Crowes opened up that tour.
Yes. Black Crowes, and I think it was a Miller concert sponsorship. This is just when this started to happen.
It was a Miller concert sponsorship. We brought them to the New Haven Coliseum, and Budweiser was one of the boards, and we had this big fight the day of the show. Because ZZ Top would not perform unless they were fine with Budweiser up there, but they wanted to have Miller behind them. And we got in a big fight with the Coliseum director that day, and we had a threat that there'll be no show unless they allow Miller
Holy crap.
Up there also. And we said, you're just going to have to call Budweiser and tell them, we're not taking it down, we're just putting Miller up, otherwise there's no show.
I had great seats for that. And I was on the floor and not too far away from the stage, and what's his face from the Black Crowes, the lead singer, what's his name?
Chris Robinson?
Yes. And he started trashing Miller and trashing corporate sponsorships.
Well, way to go.
Oops. And what? I thought to myself, and I'm no business genius, you know, how long are these guys going to be on this tour? And it was probably 3 or 4 more dates, and then they were gone.
And where are they
you're
now?
You're absolutely right, because they came in later in the year, and Extreme was the opening act. So you're absolutely right. They threw him off the tour because our ZZ Tops were at the very beginning. Shows were at the beginning of '91. We had them at the Civic Center in Hartford, and also the Garden, and we also had them in Albany and Syracuse and a whole bunch of different places. And then all of a sudden, the next tour, the next leg, and Extreme was the opening act.
See that?
Better band anyway.
Any news on the Chili Peppers, Jimmy?
No word on the Chili Peppers. I believe they're going to tour this summer, but it's just a question of when. They were going to be on the Boston Calling Festival up in Boston, but I don't know what ended up happening.
It'll be cold.
Yeah. Well, you know, festivals are interesting. I don't know what the rule's going to be with festivals, because there's no social distancing with festivals, yeah. That's
right,
for sure.
Right. That'll be a tough one. What were we talking about? Oh, I was going to ask you about Guns N' Roses at the New Haven Coliseum, and they opened the set on couches with acoustic guitars. They were touring the GNR Lies album. And we're having a hard time finding that date.
Yeah, I'm having trouble finding it, too.
Hope it wasn't a Fig Newton of my imagination.
You all had the same dream.
I definitely remember this, and I remember having to leave early.
You told me about this show. Yeah.
Yeah, so the first set was acoustic. And I'm like 10 feet away from these guys. It was nuts.
You smell the patchouli?
And then they came out and did electric, but I had to leave. So I'm thinking, I must have done the night show. But they wouldn't come on before 7 o'clock, would they, Jimmy?
Never.
Never.
No.
No.
No, they would come on at 10:30 or 11 o'clock.
Yeah, why would I have to
get the pee-pee?
None of this makes sense. Other than I smoked a lot of funny cigarettes
right.
back then.
Maybe
but they were
why.
Handed to you. You didn't have it. You didn't know what it was.
Right. I really didn't.
Right. Where are my clothes?
Damn yeah. those friends of yours.
Why am I the friend? Why am
and
I the
then
roof?
Before I start hitting the phones here, Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation Concert God is on. A couple weeks back, I posted a backstage pass with a fax from your company and in an autograph from Robert Plant. It was Robert Plant, Alana Morissette, Alana Miles.
Alana Miles.
At Hartford Civic Center.
And you remember the date offhand?
No.
I mean, we had that was the time that Robert Plant was so kind, one of the nicest guys in the world. And I don't know if I've ever told the story before, but Connecticut Magazine said they were going to do a story on me, and they came to the Robert Plant show in Hartford Civic Center, and you know, they think I know every superstar in the world, which is not true. And they said, "Can we? Do you know Robert Plant?" And in the middle of the interview, I didn't want to say no. Never met the guy in the world before. I said, "Oh yeah, I know him. I don't know him well, but I know him." "Oh, can we have a picture of you and him?" And I go, "Oh, okay, let me see. You know, they're rock stars." And I was all uptight. I said, "I just painted myself into a corner here." And so I went to the road manager and I explained what had happened, and they wanted a picture of me and Robert Plant, and I. And he goes to Robert, and he comes back, and he says, "Yes, Robert wants to meet you first." Well, oh my God! So I go into his dressing room, and I introduce, and he's tall. He's like 6'2", 6'3". So I go over to him, and I say, "Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Jimmy Coppock. I'm your promoter for the night." And he goes, "Great. I understand that you want to have a picture taken with me for a magazine." I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay, I'm fine with that." I leave the dressing room. I go over to the two interviewers and the photographer, and I go, "Okay, well, in 5 minutes, we're going to go have a picture taken with Robert Plant." And I walk in with the two guys into the dressing room, and Robert goes, "Jimmy, great to see you again."
Oh, that's awesome.
I had met him 5 minutes early for the first time. Puts his arm around me, says, "I understand you people want a picture of me and Jimmy." And he's doing all the talking. I'm just sitting there like in total awe of Robert Plant. Clearly one of the great lead singers of all time in rock and roll. And he takes us up on stage, and he sits on a bar stool, and he starts takes a guitar and starts playing the acoustic guitar, and I stand next to him, and we have pictures taken.
That's nuts.
And he gives me a hug afterwards, said, "Great to see you. If you're around after the show, let's get together." I'm sure he didn't mean it, but it was very nice.
How about that $100 you owe me? Exactly right.
So there is a guy who I will always treasure as a good guy.
Well, July 14th, 1987, you, me, and Robert Plant were backstage, and you two were talking like you knew each other for years. I don't know.
That was the night.
Really?
Yeah, because he wanted to get to know me.
Well, they had a lot to catch up on, yeah.
Oh, holy crap. Because I had a fax in my hand from Jim Coppock, Shelley Finkel Presents, and it had my instructions on what I was to do backstage, on stage.
Right.
And I was the only thing I had for Robert to sign, and I hand it to him, and he reads it before
oops,
he signs it. And he says, "Well, there's nothing on your instructions about getting my autograph." And I said, "Yeah, I always try to do a little bit better than expected."
Nice. Good answer.
Yes.
Good answer.
And he laughed.
Right.
And signed it. And what a gentleman. And I thought, I don't know, I'm with Jimmy Coppock and Robert Plant backstage at a concert. I like this job.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah, this was a big deal.
I get used to this, yeah.
Well, I was in awe of Robert Plant. I might not have looked at it at the time because I wanted to try to be cool, but I was not cool.
Oh, well, you were very cool. Let's grab a call.
Only to you.
We'll take a break. John and Seymour.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Yo,
hey,
good morning.
Jimmy, I just want to say thank you for all the shows you've brought to the area. Looking forward to some great shows at the Harbor Yard there, Theater.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, it should be great. We're really putting a lot of shows in there. I don't want to announce anything yet because I'm hoping we can open up for the summer. But we do have a lot of shows. We're going to have at least 25 shows here this summer.
Hey, I just wanted to specify that Sammy Hagar
opened
up for...
That sounds like a headline. Is that a headline? 25 shows.
It's a headline at the moment, but it's all dependent on when we open up.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? If we can open up in June, yeah, we're set. We got a full season.
So Jimmy Coppock on the Chaz and AJ morning show this morning said that there are 25 shows potentially booked for Harbor Yard Amphitheater. That sounds
That's correct.
Okay. There you go. All right. Thank you. I just heard something that I haven't heard anywhere before. So.
And I probably shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, exactly. Jimmy Coppock, Live Nation concert god on the show. John and Seymour, we ditched on you before the commercials. What do you got?
That's okay. No worries. Hey, I just wanted to mention it was Sammy Hagar that opened up for ZZ Top on the Eliminator Tour at 83. And then it was the Smithereens that opened up for the Afterburner Tour.
Okay.
But funny story. So we blew off the opening act of the Afterburner Tour. We go in, ZZ Top's on. And there's these weird hippie-looking dudes standing next to me. I go, "Hey, who opened up for the who opened up for ZZ Top?" He goes, "We did." Who are you? He goes, "We're the Smithereens." I go, "I've never heard of you."
Oops.
Well, a year later, they were huge.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know how to make a new band feel good, don't you?
Seriously, yeah.
Depressed you know ego. I met Pat years later, and I told him that story, and he cracked up. But God bless him. He was a great musician.
He really was.
Jimmy, I guess my question is how did Bob Welch ever end up as the opening act for the Allman Brothers on the Enlightened Roads tour?
Well, that's a good question. And the answer, honestly, is that they were with the same agency. So they put him on the tour, and man, it just musically didn't make any sense.
No.
Made no sense. I mean, with all due respect to Bob Welch, and he did write a couple of great songs.
Yeah.
Allman Brothers are a real rock band. Bob Welch was a pop artist, in my opinion. No offense.
Yeah, by the
Bob
third
Welch
song, he was starting to get booed. I mean, that's all bad for the guy, but you know, you can't help the Allman Brothers.
I always ask the Allman Brothers not to have openers because they're a jam band, and I'd rather see a 3-hour set of just them.
That's a good point.
Amen. There you go.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Rock on.
Jimmy taught me a great lesson when we were going to bring Greg Allman and ZZ Top to Hartford. And I told Jimmy on the air, "Well, I've never seen Greg Allman." He goes, "If you meet him, do not say that."
Right.
You say, "I love your concerts. You're great."
Hmm.
Yeah.
Open with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Their egos are as big as their careers.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that. I've never seen you. It's like, what are you doing here then?
Yeah.
Met a super fan back here. I don't want to talk to you.
Just tell him I met you last time, remember?
Dom from Long Island says ZZ Top and Black Crowes was the Recycler Tour, not the Eliminator. So thank you, Dom, for fact-checking us.
Appreciate it.
We got a lot of good information out of Jimmy today, and it's always great to hear him. And all of this will be up as our pod pick today on the radio station website. Jimmy, thank you, brother.
You got it. And that Robert Plant show was actually July 14th, 1990, with Alana Miles at the Hartford Civic
Center. Oh, it's 1990.
Yay.
Yes. Yep, 1990.
Now, why did I think it was
July
87?
14th.
Good weed.
When did that, and when did Manic Nirvana come out? Can we fact check that one? Manic Nirvana, because he was touring that album.
Right.
1990. Take it. Jimmy found the show.
I found the show. I did find the show.
March of 90.
Holy crap.
Huh.
Well, I wrote the wrong thing on my post.
Two now.
Thank you for straightening that out, Jimmy.
Okay, guys.
All right, talk to you next week.